Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, filling in for Fraser Smith. My guest is Alexander Piles of the Daily Record. Morning, Alex.
Morning, Joel.
You know, in the last couple of days, I've been, and I'm sure you have, my email inbox has been inundated with press releases from Attorney General Doug Gansler. In fact, I had six of them before noon on Wednesday. You know, a conviction on health care fraud, a plea deal in a fraudulent nursing certification case, and so forth and so on. And I'm wondering, is this the run-up to the big announcement for governor?
Well, here's the thing about being Attorney General. You're essentially the lawyer for the governor, the General Assembly, the state agencies. And it's kind of hard, I would think, to get voters too excited about that. So really what you've seen Gansler do in the last, I would say at least the last several years, is he sends out these press releases, these notifications of big settlements that his office helps to reach. And that's something that you can really take to voters and say, hey, look at me. I've been a watchdog. I've been a consumer rights advocate. I've been an environmental advocate. These are things that you can be as Attorney General while also representing the governor, the General Assembly, the state agencies. And these are things that are a little more tangible, maybe a little more interesting to the voting public than defending laws that the General Assembly and the governor have approved.
Now, we have Lieutenant Governor Brown, who's already named his running mate, Howard County Exec Ken Ullman. You have Heather Mazier, Delegate Heather Mazier from Montgomery County, already in the race. Sooner or later, we expect Gansler to make his announcement. And they're all fairly liberal. So how does Gansler distinguish himself from the other two?
The way that he's doing it right now is not announcing his candidacy formally. He won't do that till September. So he's taking a different strategy than the others. But also he's not rolling out endorsements the way that Anthony Brown has. Anthony Brown, every couple of days, every couple of weeks at least, it seems like he's talking about this new group has endorsed me for governor. Look at all these people who think that I would be good for this job. Gansler has taken a completely different avenue. He's rolling out policies that he thinks would be good for the state, including increasing manufacturing, making the state more transparent. And he's doing these in a series of – state government more transparent. He's doing this in a series of sessions with people across the state where he invites interest groups in and talks about his ideas. It's just a different strategy, and it's how he's trying to differentiate himself at least early on.
Now, Gansler has, speaking of endorsements, we know he has the biggest campaign war chest thus far. And as you said, Lieutenant Governor Brown has rolled out all these endorsements, including the current governor. Does Gansler have to spend a lot of that money to overcome those endorsements?
The theory that some have floated to me is that Gansler and all of his money are actually the reason why Lieutenant Governor Brown got into the race so early, you know, almost a year before the primary earlier this summer. The money is something that can really put Gansler's face in front of a lot of voters, his name in front of a lot of voters, and he thinks that could help maybe.
Okay. Well, Alexander, thank you very much.
Thank you.
With Alexander Piles, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.